big-shouldered anchor institutions often try to buy community peace by promising jobs to their neighbors, often leaf-raking or housekeeping jobs. The University of Maryland, Baltimore is seeking a more fundamental relationship with the Southwest Baltimore Partnership, which takes a big step beyond traditional moves with its new CURE Scholars program. Fraser Smith reports in part three of his series, Up with Neighborhoods.
Kyrie Roberts.
Dr. Robin Saunders read the names of 40 inner city boys and girls who might become doctors, researchers, or even university presidents.
Corey Scott.
The university was answering a question, a challenge really, thrown down 8 months ago by Congressman Elijah Cummings. Cummings spoke at Freddie Gray's funeral. Had anyone in the congregation ever seen Gray? Really seen him, Cummings asked.
Did you see a young boy who simply wanted to be somebody, a young man who had dreams?
To put the matter more concretely, did anyone ever think of Freddie Gray as someone with any realistic hope of success in life? Before his name became a household word in the nation, Freddie Gray was invisible, and to some extent a stand-in for poor black kids anywhere. Gray came from Sandtown, one of the poorest disadvantaged neighborhoods anywhere. The challenge, Cummings said, was to have a new vision, a vision like the one adopted by Dr. Jay Perman as president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore. Perman has reached out to the neighborhoods around his campus. He wants to see the neighborhood and its children. Cummings and Perman were inaugurating the university's CURE Scholars Program. Its message: you can be somebody. You can have dreams. We will help. We see you. Some 40 middle school children from three West Baltimore neighborhoods are in the first class. The young scholars will prepare now for careers in medicine, cancer research, and other well-paying jobs. The National Cancer Institute has partnered with the university. Again, Congressman Cummings.
Thank you, University of Maryland. Thank you, Cancer Institute, for seeing our children, for seeing them.
CURE chose these scholars on the basis of promising academic scores, talent for science and math, and for their committed parents. Mothers of the new scholars watched an induction ceremony as if scarcely believing their good fortune. Corinne Soden was one of them.
We are beyond blessed to actually have people who actually care about the children that are in very impoverished neighborhoods is overwhelming feeling.
Her daughter, Caitlin, one of the 40, is at least doubly blessed, she said. Not only is the program a great opportunity, it came along when her daughter was in the initial target group. Corinne Soden seems like the ideal CURE parent. She's been a volunteer for years at her daughter's school, Franklin Square Middle and Elementary School. She's ready, she said, to help her daughter over the inevitable rough spots. More help will come from Kirk Crawley, a lawyer and teacher who came back to the classroom after his own children were out on their own.
And there's studies that show that, you know, kids coming from generational poverty will give up before they really try, because it's built almost into their psyche that it's hopelessness.
Self-defeating habits born of rejection have to be overcome, he said. The scholars program could be transformational for the neighborhood, just what the Southwest Partnership hoped would flow from its partnership with the university.
It lifts the community. Franklin Square will be known for this, you know, the community that has the school that has one of the CURE Scholar programs in it. And as we know, communities are built based on the quality of education. People move to communities for educational opportunities like this.
Opportunity, says Dr. Perman and Cummings, is the missing ingredient. The unseen talent, they say, is being wasted. Perman recalled meeting 8-year-old Xavier at a Lexington Market event. They got around soon enough to the question, what did Xavier want to be when he grew up?
And he started telling me about the NBA and the NFL. Fine, but he could probably read on my face that I just wasn't sure that that was where he should aim his abilities. And he could tell that I wasn't impressed. And just like that, he looked me in the face and he said, "Or maybe I'll have your job."
Inner city kids with aspirations, Perman said, face 1,000 obstacles.
And our job is to begin to remove those obstacles, one by one.
Cummings told the young people of an obstacle he faced. He said he had been directed away from his aspirations by a school counselor.
He said, "Who do you think you are to think that you could become a lawyer?"
His mother, with her third grade education, stepped up with just what he needed.
But had a PhD in faith, a PhD in confidence, a PhD in common sense. I said, "Ma," the counselor said, "I could never be a lawyer." She said, "Well, you know there are a lot of educated fools."
He went on, he said, to be a Phi Beta Kappa, a lawyer, and a member of the U.S. Congress.
Come on now. Don't tell me what our children cannot do. You will never convince me that they cannot be great. But somebody has to see them.
Dr. Perman had seen, as did the Cancer Institute and the University of Maryland Medical School and the Greenebaum Cancer Center. And of course, so did Caitlin Page's mother, Corinne Soden. At the Franklin Square School, she has seen talented kids year after year.
The voices that they have, and they're ready to be heard and seen by the world.
To be seen and heard could change everything. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from the University of Maryland, Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.
This special series on the Southwest Baltimore Partnership is made possible with grant support from Patricia and Mark Joseph.